This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Asian shares have been trading lower, echoing a broad sell-off on Wall Street amid speculation about another interest rate raise from the U.S. Federal Reserve. Benchmarks in Asia slid across the region in morning trading, including Japan, China, South Korea, and Australia. The latest market slide comes as investors grapple with uncertainty over when the highest inflation in decades will ease significantly, how much the Fed will have to raise interest rates, and how much that will slow the economy. Investors will be looking for insight later this week when the Federal Reserve holds its annual meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Federal authorities say that they've started a civil rights investigation following the suspension of three Arkansas law enforcement officers after a video posted on social media showed two of them beating up a man while a third officer held him on the ground. A U.S. Justice Department spokesperson said Monday that the federal investigation would be separate from the Arkansas State Police investigation of that arrest. Authorities said the officers were responding to a report of a man making threats outside a convenience store Sunday in the small town of Mulberry, about 140 miles northwest of Little Rock near the border with Oklahoma. The U.S. State Department has issued a security alert warning that Russia is stepping up efforts to launch strikes against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure and government facilities. The U.S. State Department issued their alert Monday after the U.S. intelligence community declassified a finding that determined that Russia would take such action, and according to the U.S. official familiar with the intelligence situation. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has recovered more than 300 documents with classified markings from former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida estate. That's according to the New York Times reporting on Monday, citing multiple people briefed in the matter. The initial batch of more than 150 documents marked as classified was recovered by the U.S. National Archives in January. Aides to Trump gave the U.S. Justice Department a second set in June, while a third batch was seized in an FBI raid earlier in the month. Trump asked a court on Monday to temporarily block the FBI from reviewing the materials it seized on August 8th from his Mar-a-Lago home until a special master could be appointed to oversee the review. The search is part of a federal investigation into whether Trump illegally removed documents when he left office in January 2021. Thousands of protesters have marched through Haiti's capital and other major cities, blocking roads and shutting down businesses to demand that the Prime Minister Ariel Henry step down and call for a better quality of life. Demonstrators say that Haiti has gotten out of control. Violence and kidnappings in Port-au-Prince and nearby areas have surged in recent months, with warring gangs killing hundreds of civilians as they grow more powerful. Poverty has also deepened and inflation has reached 29%. The U.S. State Department has now issued a security alert, again warning that stepping up efforts to launch strikes against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure, that is, Russia, is stepping up those strikes. Weary of Venezuela's autocratic government and the pittance he earned in the military, one person, Dario Madondo, has deserted and fled with his family. Now Madondo and thousands of other asylum seekers from across Latin America and the Caribbean are caught in a political battle over the U.S. and trying to enter the country. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert who became a household name and the subject of partisan attacks during the COVID-19 pandemic, announced Monday he will leave the federal government in December after more than five decades. Fauci directs the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, is chief medical advisor to U.S. President Joe Biden, and also leads a lab studying the immune system. While the COVID-19 pandemic introduced him to millions of Americans, he's given straight talk to the nation about numerous outbreaks, including HIV, AIDS, SARS, pandemic flu, Ebola, and the 2001 anthrax attacks. There's more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.